Catherine, as the director of counseling, can you break down for us what a recovery effort for a situation like this actually entails? I think a lot of media coverage talks about the incident right away, and then we don't really hear what's happening in the school with the students, with the staff, with the parents in terms of healing and recovery.
Recovery is a long process. It's something that we recognize can take years for people, and that as a result of an incident, the individuals that were there are different as a result of what has happened. So the recovery process that was immediate was trying to provide them with some counseling and supports, reestablishing safety, helping them connect with one another. And really, when you look at post-traumatic stress disorder and when you look at the feelings that people have as a result of a traumatic incident, they can have shame and guilt and fear and anger, or they may really suppress the feelings that they're having. So we want to design recovery around the individual needs of people and recognizing that recovery can look different for everyone.
How is that further complicated by the fact that a lot of the people you're working with are children?
What it really requires is collaboration with parents and then ensuring that our educators and administrators are well equipped themselves with, you know, when to refer and how to provide support. So the school has marriage and family therapists experienced in trauma available on campus. So making sure that people are aware of signs and symptoms, making sure that people are focused on reconnecting, empowering, strength, and then also showing them that there is not anything to be ashamed of or afraid about. It's not weak if someone is feeling the impact of a traumatic event. That is normal and expected.
Along with helping students and staff at Sparks Middle School heal over the past year, the district must also be looking at how to prevent violence before it actually occurs. What's the key to doing that?
You know, primarily we begin with individuals understanding themselves so they can recognize when they're angry, when they're frustrated, upset. They recognize, oh, my face feels hot, my body feels tight, I feel those emotions that are in place, and I'm able to recognize my own feelings and the things that upset me. And then from there, we go to them being able to articulate what those are and being able to describe them, and then being able to recognize in other individuals through those micro skills what your face looks like when you're angry or upset, what happens when I hurt you to your face, your feelings, you know, with my words or what happens. So being able to build some empathy, recognize some of the thoughts and feelings of others, and then there's those relationship skills. So interacting with one another, being able to solve conflict, being able to understand the difference between conflict and bullying, and be empowered as a student to be able to work together and beside others.
Catherine, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you.
As the Director of Counseling for the Washoe County School District, Catherine Loudon has helped lead the recovery effort at Sparks Middle School after 12-year-old Jose Reyes opened fire there 1 year ago today, killing himself and a teacher, along with injuring two students. With Reno Public Radio News, I'm Michelle Bliss.